he planted her an apple tree. The first year they were wed, he placed it just outside the kitchen window by the shed. It started out as just a stick, but as leaves began to show, he watered it and covered it each year before the snow. It grew up straight and tall because of love and tender care, the apple tree. They go out in the yard and pick the apples every fall. They'd laugh and tease each other, throwing apples at a ball. He took out his old pocket knife and he carved a heart in two. The bark of that old apple tree, and beneath it, I love you. They'd lay down in the grass beneath the shade of that old friend, the apple tree. For 30 years they lived and loved beneath the apple shade. He'd push her back and forth in that old tire swing he made. She'd laugh and toss her hair back in the wind and call his name. But one day the sparkle in her eyes just didn't look the same. He cut down that old tree and then he drug it to his shop. He was in there nearly 37 hours, couldn't stop. When he was done, he put it in the back of his old van, took it to the funeral home, and he gave it to the man. He said, "Please use this wooden box. That's how it needs to be. It's the apple tree." They placed her in that simple box made from apple wood. He knew she would be happy there and she'd think it was good. A heart and I love you was in the bark of one rough board, with an apple and a note on top that said, "Please share this with the Lord." As he drove back home, he saw a sign and stopped at the nursery, and he bought an apple tree.